Welcome to Body Talk, a comprehensive look at traditional, alternative, and functional medicine, featuring Dr. Stephen Ross with co-host Drake Kellis. Now let's discuss Body Talk. Here are Dr. Ross and Drake.
Welcome to Body Talk with Drake Kellis and hosting as well, Dr. Stephen Ross. And today we have a special program in store for you today. And just a little reminder what Body Talk is. This is our second show. And we're excited to be on the air with you. But Body Talk is a show to help you with your health challenges, your health concerns. And I'll have Dr. Ross open it up and talk a little bit more about what Body Talk is to him and what the purpose of the show is.
Thank you, Drake. Well, I'm real excited to be here. This is our second show. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to the first one, it is archived on the website. So you can go there anytime. Anyways, Body Talk is all about a way to get information out to the public, to our listening audience, about really what is cutting edge, not only technology, but cutting edge in medicine today, in alternative and complementary medicine. And really what we want to do is we want to get the truth out there, don't we, Drake?
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Because there's so much information out there right now that is not factual or supposedly it is factual, and we really want to bring the facts in. We want to bring the researchers in that are doing the studies that can really tell us what's going on.
And you know, you bring up a lot of good points. Is a lot of things look factual, and just because you see it on TV and you see the commercials on the drug companies and all that different stuff, that doesn't actually mean that it may. There may be skewed the data to look like it is factual, but in reality, there's a lot of other things out there that can really help people in a different way.
That's right. So we've got doctors and researchers that are going to be coming on the show here shortly that are going to help us navigate, if you would, through the data that's out there.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. I was listening to a show last night, and one of the doctors there was talking about the research that's done in drug companies today. And did you know that if a drug company does a research project, if they go through all the trials and they find out that it is not effective or that there are side effects, they may not even present that material?
Oh, that's interesting. So they spend a lot of money and nothing.
They spend a lot of time, and if it doesn't come out the way they want it, they just put it under the desk.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
So you're paying so much money for the research, but in reality, sometimes that research didn't work out, and so you're paying for research that didn't work out, and they go
That's
with
right.
something else. That's
right.
Interesting. Well, today on Body Talk, you know, the last week's show, we had our inaugural show, and we were really excited to introduce Body Talk to the public and to listeners and patients, anybody who wants to help with any health challenges. And we talked about having Dr. Ted Koren come on this week's show. Unfortunately, we think that Dr. Ted Koren's information on immunization and vaccines is going to be a really valuable topic for you to listen and hear. In fact, we're going to actually postpone it till next week, and we'll probably have a two-part episode where you can actually call in for the second show to get all of your answers, questions and answers.
Yes.
Being taken care of.
And
so make sure.
You don't want to miss that one.
No.
Dr. Koren is a leading authority on immunization and vaccinations, and he's been in front of Congress. He's been around the world. The research that he brings along with him, as well as the books that he's written, I think it's just going to blow the listeners' minds.
Yeah, and like I said before, I was in chiropractic offices. I've been in many different offices, and you just see the things of what's in a vaccine.
Oh,
and it is
it's
crazy.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, it's sad. And
ethanol, antifreeze, isn't it?
Yeah, you know that, and you have also thimerosal or the mercury and all that stuff. And one that's kind of shocking to a lot of people is aborted fetal tissue. So, you know, it's interesting that some of that's in the vaccine.
So isn't that great to put into your body?
Well, we'll learn a lot more from Dr. Koren as he's really made a passion and a life ministry to himself in really helping get the word out on vaccines and immunizations. But today, we have a special guest. We have Heather Fleming, and Heather Fleming has her nutritional degree, or degree in nutritional science from the University of Nebraska, the Cornhuskers, and her idea is she wants to help others just get a better understanding of what nutrition is and stay fit and not experience mental fog, digestive disturbance, low energy, and Heather is recently certified in first-line therapy. And, you know, maybe you could just give us a welcome to the show, Heather.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Drake and Dr. Ross, for
welcome.
Having me today.
Oh, our pleasure. I'm glad we could have you here today.
And really what we want to know is what got you into this crazy world of nutrition, and what do you specialize in? And kind of give us your little story. I know you've written a book recently. Maybe you could talk a little about that,
Great.
Too.
Well, I pursued nutrition. Of course, you always pursue the thing that you want to look at improving in your
right.
life.
Mm-hmm.
And so at a young age, at the age of 10, I had – digestive issues and acne, and was on antibiotics for, I think, 14 years or so.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had a little bit of GI upset.
Maybe. A little bit?
Maybe a tummy ache or so.
Right.
Took my first nutrition class and realized, wow, there's a whole world out there, and I'm ready to tackle it and tackle my own health and figure out the cause. So,
right. That's great.
So yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I think that's the way a lot of people get into mm-hmm. any field for that matter, mm-hmm. but especially health, because they've got their own challenges that they want to try to figure out. And through their challenges and their research, they go into the education and try to help others. So that's great.
Mm-hmm. And what's kept my passion is eliminating nutrition confusion, just what your whole talk show is about.
Wow.
Everyone is confused and trying the next diet, then the next diet, and then wanting
right.
me to put them on a diet, when I just actually want them to stop and maybe see how they feel.
How about not using the word diet?
Correct. The first three letters are the word die, right?
I never
true.
Thought of that.
That's a good point. That's really
yeah,
good.
Who wants to restrict human nature and restriction? We don't.
Right.
Does not work together. We tend to run from that. If you said I couldn't have chocolate cake today, I'll be like, oh, I want chocolate cake.
Sure,
that's
you're
like
thinking
natural,
about it all the time,
of course.
Aren't you?
Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
So you don't tell people not to do something?
No, I usually actually recommend implementing things first, and then I make suggestions, of course.
Good.
But they're ready. They want the restriction, and that we've been proven over and over that does not work. We're all malnourished. Most Americans are malnourished, over fat, and toxic.
Right.
So
right.
taking things away from them. That's not what's needed. It's more implementing things that are going to help support them and nourish them.
So it's telling them what they can eat as
Correct.
Opposed to what they can't
yes.
eat.
Yes, food is great. Food's our primary yeah. source of fuel. We can't. How are we going to run? On our empty gas tanks?
Right. That's a good point. So, and then that brings me to, okay, so that was your early challenges. Mm-hmm. Then you started implementing nutrition. And how'd you feel? What was kind of the next step for you?
Oh, 3 days.
Three days. Wow.
It was like instantaneous. I'm like, oh, so this is what feeling good is like. And then what I try to train my clients to is to be addicted to that feeling good. So you'd always want to come back to that center line because, oh, there's going to be holidays and parties and birthdays every year where we go and have a blast. But if you can come back to that quicker, you're just going to have more longevity and more energy throughout your life.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so maybe the next question is, what kind of patients do you see? What kind of clients do you see? And how's what you're doing now and first line therapy and all that good stuff? What's going on? Tell us a little about what's going on.
What's happening?
My favorite client is a client that's just starting to feel icky. My 28-year-olds.
Wait a minute, it starts that early?
Yeah, a little bit.
I can't remember those days.
So they get done with their parting stage and now they're
Correct.
Like, help me with my health.
Yes, exactly. At the age of 28, we tend to lose digestive enzymes. The pancreas
right.
Eliminates some of those. And so digestive issues, and all of a sudden people are, I'm lactose intolerant. Oh, I can't eat I can't eat and drink like I used to. So
yeah.
then they start to come to me and they have the mental fog. And I just don't, the people working 8 to 5, that's when your career is really important for you. Career, family, relationships,
right.
everything actually is really important. And if they're feeling icky and can't go and do the things they really want to do after 5 o'clock, then that's not life.
Wow. So like feeling icky is what, like fatigue and
mental
exhaustion
fog, fatigue,
and
no energy. They have
digestive
the,
issues,
mm-hmm,
right?
Bloating, constipation,
bloating.
Diarrhea, all those favorites,
right.
irritable bowel.
And do women start experiencing hormonal changes at that time as well? 28?
Correct. Yep, every 7 years
30,
our body goes through major hormone changes. So that's the fourth cycle.
Wow.
Okay. So you wrote this book. It's called Conscious Nutrition, Eat, Live, Thrive, Conscious Guide, a simple nutrition guide and suggestions to improve your health. So tell us about it. What brought you to write this book? I know it takes a lot. Both of you have written a book. I guess I need to write my own book. I don't know.
Right? Everybody's doing it.
and just give us a little background why you wrote it, and then tell us a little about your book.
Great. I started to compile all these great tools for people to when I was doing nutrition education and coaching, and then just decided to have the book. And I kept seeing patterns, too, in all the books I was reading. It's, you know, the digestion is the foundation, the nervous system. Then gets kaput, then the immune system. So I was just kind of seeing this pattern. And so I took like 25 of my favorite books and took the best pieces out of them and made a small guide. And then implementing the conscious part has been the ongoing process.
That's interesting. You use the word conscious nutrition.
Correct.
Conscious nutrition.
I feel Emotionally, there's a lot around nutrition and food, and so I was always like, oh, I'll just refer out. I'm not ready to take on all those emotions for those people.
Right.
But now it's such an integral part that the conscious I keep building, and wanting to show people, again, that connection with their body and relationship with food.
Oh, great. Okay, so... give us, you know, I guess you don't have to break it down chapter by chapter, but what are some of your favorite chapters in this, and what are some of the things you really, that just you're passionate about in your book that
Great.
You just, if you had to, you know, read just a part of it, this is what you want people to get.
I'm going to read the whole thing.
Well, no. that's ideally the, but you know, in every book you get to that point where you're just like, oh, bring it more. And that's, you know, and so what's that part for you? Where's your favorite part?
One of my friend's favorite, because she wants me to name it the 20 minute read for the lazy man. She wants me to change the whole name for that.
Wait, we got
to
read 20 minutes?
The whole 20 minutes for the lazy man out there.
Okay. That's funny.
My favorite part.
I can do that.
You can handle 20 to change your whole health?
I think so.
My favorite part is I really am a big sugar proponent, teaching people that the sugar is like throwing water on your computer, just shorts you out, and you're just going to hit rock bottom, and everyone's all like, what's sugar? Where's the sugar? And it's in everywhere. But again, I'm not all about taking away things. So my favorite is I have 4 steps. The first step is adding a protein shake and omega-3 fish oil. Mm-hmm. And then step 2 is how to eat and really feed yourself. And step 3 is cut the crap.
Cut the crap. I like that.
Yes, there's foods out there that congest our liver, put us in that mental fog. So I go through a list of that. And then I do a 15-day challenge, too, so people can look at cleansing. And then again, take away foods and see how they feel with those foods, the food elimination plan.
So you said you start them with a protein shake. Are there good proteins and bad proteins?
Yes. Okay. My favorite proteins for the protein shake are rice, whey, or egg white based proteins. Those are my 3 favorite that I've seen a lot of people feel really great and energized from. Mm-hmm. Everyone's a little different and all their taste buds are different, so I give a recommendation of a few in my book so they can check and see which ones they resonate with and that they'll do for a continuing time period.
Great. So maybe after the break, Drake, we can talk a little bit more about proteins and protein shakes.
Ooh,
and
protein.
I want to hear more about this first-line therapy that you've been working with, and we're starting to get to work together on that as
Correct.
Well. So I'm really excited
about
that.
Yeah, we got a lot
to talk about here.
No doubt. And now Heather's going to be working with Dr. Ross, and there's some really exciting things going on there, and we'll talk a little bit about that later on in the show. But if you'd like to join the show in progress, we're here live in the studio. The phone number is 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. Join us in studio. Also, if you'd like to get more information on Dr. Ross and his clinic, the phone number for that is 858-481-1131. And we have operators standing by right now. This is Body Talk with your host, Drake Kellis, and Dr. Stephen Ross with our guest, Heather Fleming. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour, work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus
Sheets DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit CuringTheCause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit CuringTheCause.com today. Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at CuringTheCause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Welcome back to Body Talk with your host, Drake Kellis, and Dr. Stephen Ross.
Dr. Ross, here we are again.
Dr. Ross, let's remind the listeners about your clinic and what you specialize in so they can come take advantage of you helping them with their health concerns.
Absolutely. Well, my practice is primarily functional diagnostic medicine. And for those that don't understand what that is, it's really a scientific way of getting to the root cause of people's health challenges. And we're talking about any kind of health challenges, whether it's fatigue, digestive, whether it's ADD, ADHD, the psychological depressions, things like that. We're dealing with all different kinds of conditions. And what I want people to understand also about functional medicine, the way that I practice, is I don't treat any of these conditions. I know that probably surprises you. But what I do is I help them find the root cause of their condition, but then we treat the body.
Wow.
Help the body to restore itself back to normalcy through natural methods, if at all possible. And everything is very science-based. Mm-hmm. And so I see people not only in San Diego where my practice is, but I actually consult with people around the world.
Wow.
And I do that by telephone. We've got patients in China and Israel and Croatia and all parts of the world here. So it can be done any place. The laboratory tests that we do could be saliva, stool, hair, could be blood, you name it. And we can send these test kits out. They can do it in the comfort of their own home with the exception of the blood, of course.
Right.
And then they send them into our labs. I interpret them. We fax the information over to them if they're not in the clinic, and then we get on a phone call consultation one-on-one, and we go through the results, and the recommendations are then made with lifestyle changes, which is so important, mm-hmm. and nutritional supplementation, whether it's botanicals or vitamins or minerals or herbs, and my recommendations are made, and then we follow up. And, you know, that's probably one of the most important things that most traditional doctors don't do is follow-up testing. You know, to see if the condition has been corrected or not. And if it has, great, they're on their way and they continue with lifestyle coaching. If not, well, then we have to change it a little bit.
That's really exciting. And that's why, you know, which Dr. Ross is really a special doctor and really caring for the patient's needs. And like we said before, a lot of doctors will listen, but they're not really listening. They already know what they want, and within 30 seconds, they already have their diagnosis. But, you know, sometimes it takes longer to figure out what's going on with the patient, so we really appreciate that.
What was the statistic we heard recently that in the first 18 seconds of initial consultation mm-hmm. with a traditional doctor, the doctor's already made up his mind what the diagnosis is, cuts off the patient, and writes a script.
Wow, that's amazing. So,
isn't that?
What kind of listening are we really doing? That's the real question.
That's right.
So
that's why we call the show Body Talk, because the body can talk to you if you'll just listen to it.
Yep, that's very much very true. So Heather, getting back to you, welcome to the show once
Thank
again.
You, Drake.
And this is so exciting to have guests on here every week. Let's talk about, you said some really key things. You talked about essential fatty acids, or the fish oils, and also proteins. And, you know, I think a big aspect we talked about a little bit last week, but also some that we'll continue to talk on this show, is quality, true quality in a nutrition product. So tell us a little bit about the fish oils and what quality is to you and why you're using it.
Right, and are there good, like I asked before, are there good quality proteins people can be eating as opposed to bad, but they think it's protein anyways?
Correct. Protein shakes come in many shapes and forms, as we've seen throughout our, especially since the 80s when there was more liquid diets, and now with more like bodybuilding type protein shakes too. High quality proteins are usually assimilated better in the body versus something that's been put through some chemical processing. The human body will have a tougher time breaking that down and using the amino acids meant for healing and muscle.
And the amino acids are really the building blocks of the cells, aren't they?
Of all the cells, yeah, definitely. So, again, like some of my favorite quality proteins are rice, brown rice, of course, organic, if you can find organic brown rice, egg white, whey proteins, high quality whey.
Let me ask you a question. You say brown rice. Is the brown rice protein?
Mm-hmm.
The brown rice itself is protein.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then there's these words that sneak into the ingredients sometimes for some of these over the counter.
What are those keywords?
One is sucralose. Yes, it's AKA Splenda. So everyone's like, no, there's no sugar in here. And then
there's sucralose.
So they are putting more sucralose into the ingredients because Splenda isn't getting as much popular press as it did when it first came out. So be very aware of your protein shake. That's one of the first things I ask my clients, is the one that their husband bought them a year ago.
You know, I've seen a lot of the high school football players and college football players. They go to GNC or Vitamin Shop and they get this big old container of some kind of protein powder, and sucralose is in there.
Correct.
So it's really scary. What are some of the other keywords?
And there's some really crazy words. Sometimes I don't know if you can't pronounce them. are they really from food?
Well, how about artificial flavors?
Artificial flavors, and if it says natural flavors and it's capital N, capital F, that can be a variety of different things.
Really? Correct. So it has to have the capitalization on the beginning of the word.
It's kind of a trade name, and so it could be a variety of things.
That I didn't know that.
Natural flavors. It's capital N, capital F.
Wow. So they throw the kitchen sink in there. Hope you don't miss anything, and hope it all works.
Hope it all works.
And hopefully you don't have to open a chemistry book to find your good quality proteins,
and
right?
Of course. And just taking that 10 minutes after you drink it, and if you don't feel great, guess what? But you think you're doing what's good
not
for
good.
You because you read it on the new latest website or the new latest gimmick that went through. It's just take a second and just tune into what your body's saying. If you're having a stomach ache, definitely try another kind. They'll return it for you.
Yeah, so your body does talk to you, doesn't it?
It does.
You have to listen, though.
It's brilliant.
It
gives us all the information we need. So
just recognize how your body's responding to whatever it is that you're putting in your mouth.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
And you also talk about some of the other fillers in some of not just protein powders, but how about foods? You talk about high fructose corn syrup in your book. Tell us a little bit about that.
That gets some bad press in my book. High fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated oils. The front page or second page of the book is pretty much, if you feel like this, it's because you eat this.
Right.
It's just completely linked to.
And it's amazing how much corn syrup, corn starch, corn meal is in everything.
It's the cheapest version.
It is.
Even like, for example, Heinz ketchup makes a completely organic ketchup with sugar, and then right next to it is the one with the high fructose corn syrup for maybe 5 to 10 cents less.
You know, we learned about corn syrup, corn starch a long time ago when my son was very young. He had problems in school, and he would be falling asleep in school, and his teachers would always send a note back, why is Justin feeling this way? Mm-hmm. Why is he so tired? He should get to sleep early. Long story short, we brought him to Allergy Associates in Wisconsin, where they do some very highly specialized testing on foods, and lo and behold, he was allergic to corn. They put a drop of corn under his tongue, corn syrup, and immediately he was taking an aptitude test. That's the way they evaluate. His aptitude dropped 50%. Can you believe that? He had digestive issues. He was feeling tired. He says, Dad, I'm not feeling good. That was it.
Yep.
So from the age of about 10, he's now 21, he can't touch corn, corn syrup, corn starch. And at first it was very difficult, and I think most people realize that if they're allergic to something, truly allergic to something, that they'll find a challenge, because typically, isn't it true that an allergy is typically something that you really crave?
Absolutely.
Yes,
it's part, you want what you, it's bad for you. Yeah,
right,
people
right.
that tend to have wheat and dairy crave milk, crave bread,
right.
and those foods are high in sugar also.
And that's a whole subject mm-hmm. right there, talking
Absolutely.
About digestive mm-hmm. issues,
Food
leading
allergens.
To leaky gut syndrome, leading to malnutrition, malabsorption, food sensitivities, and then mm-hmm. food allergies.
Difference. Yeah.
So I got a question for you, which kind of brings us full circle here. Can you reverse food allergies, food sensitivities?
I believe so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By healing the gut.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was.
Right.
I eat wheat. I didn't eat wheat for a long time after I found out the issue.
Uh-huh.
But I can bring it into my diet because I've built my immune system back up.
Right.
And I can feel great. I can feel okay. It's not part of my daily regimen. And over time, it can definitely be, if you've already had that allergy and sensitivity, your body can go back to that. And plus, we have environmental stress and this other word called just plain old stress.
Right. Stress? What's that?
Stress has many different faces, you know.
Yes. That's
right.
The stressed and wired and stressed and tired, and you know, you go on and on and on.
Right.
But you know, you bring up a good point, because a lot of people are allergic. The top four allergies are dairy, wheat, soy, and corn.
That's right.
And probably fifth would be peanuts
mm-hmm.
or any kind of nuts for that matter. And Dr. Ross, you're from the Midwest, and
That's
you
right.
see, you know, tons of cornfields. And
That's right.
From what I understand, we overproduce so much corn that it just makes a lot more sense for us to actually manufacture that into high fructose corn syrup, because it's a lot cheaper. And a
right.
lot of the sodas we have on the market are actually have mm-hmm. high fructose corn syrup.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's in everything. Mm-hmm. I think we should be manufacturing it more for fuel for our cars than for digestion.
Yeah.
For ingestion.
Mm-hmm. Well, indigestion.
And the price of gas would actually make sense to do something more
That's
like that.
Right.
So
if we can convince the farmers in the Midwest to create more corn for ethanol than for food consumption, I think we'd all be much better off.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And you know, another one that's really important to know about is the partially hydrogenated soybean oil, which seems to be in just about everything as well. Those are two key ingredients. And probably the third one would be MSG, which is
right.
In there too. So
right.
mm-hmm. Those are definitely things to take notice for. And Heather, do you see a lot of people that consume products that have those kind of key ingredients in them? Or?
Throughout their whole day? Yes. And it's just... most of the people I see are just so exhausted they can only barely hear maybe the first 15 minutes of what I have to
right.
say, because they are having challenges even, you know, with their mental fog.
I was going to say that affects their memory also.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So just implementing foods that are going to nourish them, so because the stress is always going to be around. It's just we
right.
want to teach the body to not react but to respond to the
right.
stress.
And we need stress.
Yeah.
We
absolutely.
Need stress to survive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is some interesting talks and topics, and we know we're going to continue on with this conversation after the break, but we're going to be heading to a break. If you'd like to call the show in progress, we're live here. It's 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call our show at 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. Also, if you'd like to get a hold of Dr. Ross and Heather, you can call the clinic at 858-481-1131. This is Body Talk with your host Drake Kellis and Dr. Stephen Ross. We'll be back after these messages.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit curingthecause.com today.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Welcome back to Body Talk with Drake Kellis and Dr. Stephen Ross and our special guest today, Heather Fleming. And I'm going to give the number out as well for anyone who would like to join our show in progress. The phone number is 866-472-5792. And I haven't given out the website, but it is www.curingthecause.com. That's curingthecause.com. And you can take a look at the website, everything we have on there. Dr. Ross, you can also get a hold of him on the website. And two other things I'd like to bring up is Dr. Ross's, if you'd like to see Dr. Ross in the office, it's typically $195 for your first visit. He's offering it special today for $47. And that is, if you can give the call, the phone number there is 858-481-1131. And the book, which it's not just a book, it's a DVD of Curing the Cause that Dr. Ross has.
And CDs.
And CD, and has every different listening modality. So there's no excuses, because you can either read it, you can either listen to it, or watch it. So he has every aspect of learning taken care of there.
And I use that book also as a guide with my patients. That's kind of their home study course as well.
Right.
So I give them a lot of good information that they can educate themselves on about what functional medicine is and how to get to their root cause.
Yeah, so you know, why don't you give a quick little synopsis of what the whole study series is about and what, you know.
Well, I talk about what we call the three pillars of health, which is the hormonal immune system, the digestive system, and the detoxification system, and how important it is that those three pillars are working at peak performance, because every other system in the body is dependent upon that. So what is that all about? We talk about that in there, and how the hormonal system, when we have what we call adrenal fatigue, can actually affect digestion and immunity. And we tie this all together in a real easy to understand way for any of the listeners to follow along. And what's nice about the CD is you can listen to it in the car. Maybe you have time to listen to half of it on the way to work and the other half of the CD on the way back, and just start getting educated on it. There's a lot of very, very good information in there.
And, you know, that brings up a good point, because I know that I listen to it on the seat in the car when I'm driving.
Go.
And there's just so much so many different aspects of health that our body, I mean, our mind, we can't fully grasp and understand. And you really bring this down to understanding the complexity of science and nutrition and health and everything so the patient can understand it.
Right.
And I think that's really important, because if patients don't understand it, then that's going to be a big issue.
Well, they're not going to follow through. And,
and
some of the research also tells us that not only is reading it important, I mean, you basically grasp by, I think the statistic is about 8% by reading, 18% by listening, but you grasp about 80% when you're working with somebody as a coach, like with Heather or myself. That's where you really, that's where the rubber really meets the road, is when you can work with somebody like Heather, like the coaches out there, like myself, that can help you put this all together. And that's so important. You know, it's like anything else, Drake. You go to the club to work out, you know you're going to get a better workout if you have a personal trainer. no-brainer.
Well, there's no
right?
doubt about it.
And same with your finances. If you want to be wealthy, you have to work with a coach or a consultant, and most people have their financial planners. But when it comes to health, who have you got?
Yeah. Well, it's no surprise that when people start their New Year's resolutions, about 89 to 95% of them actually fail after a month or
That's
two.
That's right. They've got good intentions.
Right.
But they don't have a guide. They don't have a plan, and I think that's so important.
Right. So that brings up some good points. And, you know, you guys have just recently been through first-line therapy and are now certified in first-line therapy. And
right.
let's hear a little bit more about what that is, what you guys are going to be using, how that affects your patients.
Well, maybe Heather can tell us what it's all about.
Let's go, Heather.
All right.
Go ahead,
we will be implementing nutrition a group nutrition plan or individual for people that feel they want the one-on-one. Group is very empowering because you get to get the feedback from each other. You get to learn from each other and say maybe something that Dr. Ross and I would forget to say. Someone else will bring it up, that
right.
what their experience is. I think
it's important for the listeners to know that Heather and I are going to be starting to work together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have the best of both worlds, we hope, where I'll be able to do some lab testing
Correct.
And consulting. And Heather, you'll be working more on the meal planning and mm-hmm. lifestyle education, which was a very, very important part of this whole
Absolutely.
First-line therapy, is what does it really take to make a change?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was emphasized with lifestyle,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Dr. Ross will be cooking for people.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sweet.
Don't tell my wife. She's the cook in our house. I won't take that away from her.
Yes. We'll be doing a full program, except maybe in-house cooking, but we can refer out.
Oh, yes. And, you know, there are some very good people around here that
mm-hmm.
will go into your kitchen and cook.
Yes. Beautiful companies, private chefs.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But our program will consist of nutraceuticals and the first-line therapy protocol of getting people on a great menu plan that fits their lifestyle and their body and their lab results, too. So we're going to go in there and fine-tune things that doesn't show up on your lipid profile when you just do that once a year with your regular doctor. It's going to be fine-tuned
to the individual person. And also very important for those that are going to be coming into the clinic for their assessments with Heather or myself, we'll be doing what's called bioimpedance analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can talk a little bit about that, because that is some amazing mm-hmm. technology. If you haven't heard of BIA or bioimpedance analysis, that's a very powerful way to evaluate really the cell's health, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can talk a little about that.
Yes. Doing a BIA test will definitely give us a great foundation on where you're at, and then you'll be able to see your progress through this test by learning how many pounds of body fat you're losing, how many pounds of lean body mass or fat-free mass you're gaining, the integrity of the cell by how much water it's holding, intracellular versus extracellular water, which can lead to bloating and cardiovascular disease.
And extracellular is more toxic, isn't it?
More toxic. That's where the toxins tend to hold on to. When you see people in the I'll pick on the airport. People in the airport that are bloated or inflamed that don't look so good and retaining a lot of water, that's the extracellular water.
Right.
But we don't want to lose water. We actually want to gain water
intracellular. By using the BIA, you can evaluate where you're losing weight from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important, that most people that aren't aware of BIAs, they just want to lose weight.
Correct.
They don't care how they do it, they just want to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can actually evaluate with this type of equipment is where they're losing weight from. If they're losing it from muscle, that's not good.
Yes.
You want to lose the weight from the fat, and we can actually evaluate that through the BIA. And it's very interesting, because there are many, many diets out there. I think last time I Googled the word diet, it came up with about 8,000 different books.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Yes.
The one-minute diet, I hear, is the most recent.
Yeah,
right?
Good.
The one
minute.
Is that a gun to the head or what?
Might as well be. And like you said earlier, the diet, D-I-E, is the first
true.
Three.
It's true.
And in the next couple of weeks here, we're going to have really the expert on weight loss, Dr. Michael Danziger from Tufts University, mm-hmm. who was the doctor that had set up the program, The Biggest Loser, the television program, mm-hmm. Biggest Loser.
Right.
And he's evaluated all these diets. So we're going to be able to ask him about this. Mm-hmm. This will be really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to your extracellular, intracellular water, I don't think people realize how important it is that when you want your cells to look like grapes, and a lot of cells look like raisins. And what extracellular water is, when you have intracellular water that's higher, then you're going to have a healthier cell looking like a grape versus high extracellular is going to look more like a raisin. And you guys can actually help shift that extracellular into intracellular so you have a healthier cell, right?
Yes, absolutely. The BIA will be a beautiful tool for that. And then we'll also be working on releasing the standard American diet, which is another fun word, SAD. SAD diet. My little acronyms. So we'll be removing people from all this bombardment of marketing and what their doctors, no offense to all doctors, but what their physicians were telling them in their 3 minutes of what to eat. So we're going to be giving them a plan that's actually going to be completely nourished with foods that are so high quality that it'll be feeding these cells correctly for the BIA.
So I hear a simple way to look at your foods is asking yourself the question, are you eating a rainbow or are you eating brown, yellow, and white?
Yeah.
I think we need to be eating a rainbow, don't we?
Yes, rainbows
are
big. All
the fresh fruits and vegetables.
Rainbows are pretty.
They are. And that reflects on the body as well.
True, yeah.
Well, and you brought up organic. I imagine that with fruits and vegetables, you'd rather prefer organic.
Correct. And even if I know we always go, the finance comes up right away too, but I don't know, a soda and a candy bar nowadays is what, about $3.50, $4, when an avocado is maybe 80 cents or $1.50 at the farmer's market.
That's right.
And you're going to be way more power packed. So I always, the cost comes up right away for everybody, but you're going to be eating less total food because you're eating such high quality food.
Does that mean I can't have my Starbucks for $5 a cup?
Well, and then also, you know, I think earlier, you've in the break and before the show, you talked a little about helping people with shopping. So what are some of the things you do in that?
I do grocery store tours. So I take them to, of course,
I've never heard of that. A grocery store tour?
Yes, a tour.
Do we all get
guide.
On a bus and go through the grocery store?
Well, most times I see people going through grocery stores and their eyes are wide open like they're aliens or something.
Absolutely. So. Right. Overwhelmed. And it's their least favorite thing to do.
How do you take them on the tour? I mean, what do you do?
Individual is the best because the big group is usually all the grocery carts and it's a little chaotic. But I'm planning on making a DVD.
Oh, perfect.
So I'll be filmed. That'll be a very easy tool for people to can reevaluate. And you just get stuck in the same regimen every week. You get the same three vegetables you got last week. You get the same two fruits. So just showing people how to even pick up this vegetable and how to cook it. Just a couple simple ideas. I tell them to Google everything. Like that always brings up 10 good recipes too. I do have recipes in my book, but those for more ideas and more variety, that's a good way too.
And I've heard the best thing to do when you're in a grocery store is just go along the perimeter.
Absolutely.
Don't go in the center where all the sugars and cereals are.
Well, first of all, there's two different types of grocery stores. There's naughty grocery stores.
Naughty?
They just don't have anything good. I mean, you're going to be wasting your time. They're full. They're just big, gigantic warehouses full of foods that aren't very lively. So if you have to go to those, stay on the outside. And if you have to buy meat there, tend to buy more lamb there because that'll be your healthier quality of meat because of the hormones and it's grass-fed. Then there's health food stores that actually care about your health, and they're smaller, and you don't have to spend 2 hours in them.
And those you can go down the center aisles.
And you can go through the center. Yep, I wanted to bring that up. You can go through the center aisles of those.
Good.
But again, all your fresher foods are around the outside of that grocery store also. So.
Great information.
Wow, exciting. Well, listen, we're heading up on a break here again, and I'm going to give the toll-free number as well. If you'd like to join the show in progress, the phone number is 866-472-5792. Once again, that's 866-472-5792. And if you have any health challenges, health concerns, do not let it go chronic. If it goes over 120 days, it goes chronic. Take care of it right now as it's in its acute phase. Also, if you'd like to check out the clinic, it's with Dr. Ross, it's 858-481-1131, so you can actually schedule an appointment with Dr. Ross as well as with Heather. Also, you can check out Heather's website at consciousnutrition.com. That's consciousnutrition.com. This is Body Talk with your host, Drake Kellis, and Dr. Stephen Ross. We'll be right back after these messages.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit CuringTheCause.com today. Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Also, if you this is Drake. Welcome back to Body Talk with your host, Drake Kellis, and also Dr. Stephen Ross. And if you'd like to call into the show, please give us a toll-free call at 866-472-5791. Try that number, 866-472-5791. And this is Body Talk. We would like to hear your call. Also, if you'd like to give a call to the clinic, the phone number there is 858-481-1131. Please schedule an appointment with Dr. Stephen Ross. He really specializes and has taken so much time in making sure that he can help you with your health concerns, and so much education of functional medicine, has become quite the expert in functional medicine. And also with Heather, these two, I'm telling you, rocking team here. We got an all-star team putting you two together, and it's exciting to see how people can benefit from what you guys are doing. But we were before we left, we were talking about shopping and going to the right stores. And is there anything else you want to add to that, or
let's see. No, nothing off the top of my head. Okay. Yeah, any questions, you can always email me at info@consciousnutrition.com.
Okay.
And yeah, just
but that is
be
a problem,
open-minded.
Isn't it?
Be open-minded at the grocery store.
Right. Going grocery shopping and knowing what to buy, what not to buy. And like you said earlier, I mean, you've got to read the ingredients.
Yeah.
And I think, isn't it the rule of thumb that your first ingredient is the most predominant ingredient
Absolutely.
In it?
Mm-hmm.
So if sugar is the number one or
don't
corn syrup, don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy it.
Probably not
yeah.
a good idea.
No.
So if you want to reduce your glycemic load or you want to help with your health concerns, get stuff that's very healthy for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, for fat loss. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, you know, this is we're coming up in the last few minutes of our show, and we really want to, you know, maybe Dr. Ross or either Heather, you guys could share a quick story about some patients maybe you've seen that have had some of these health concerns, some testimonies to say
mm-hmm.
the least.
Go ahead, Heather. Oh. Tell us.
My favorite is their energy.
Oh,
they,
yes.
They call me the next day. They're like, no, I can't feel this good that quickly, right? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, really, you can. If you feed yourself correctly and teach the body how to assimilate it, You're going to feel wonderful within 24 to 48 yeah. hours with just these new shifts and taking out all that confusion and all the stuff you were buying at the grocery store because you thought it was healthy or you didn't know better and you were stressed when you bought it too.
You know, I would have to say that's probably the number one patient concern that comes to see me mm-hmm. is fatigue,
mm-hmm.
exhaustion, fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the testing that we do for that is really important to look at their
yes.
adrenal glands
mm-hmm.
because this is where their fatigue, or I should say their stress hormones are, is in the adrenal glands, the cortisol and DHEA, and it's a very simple saliva test to evaluate and make recommendations to shift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have a caller on the line, and we'd like to get to her. Her name is Lee from San Diego, and Lee, you have a question regarding choice of foods, it sounds like. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lee.
Thank you so much. Hi. I've got a question. I hear Heather talking about adding more foods to my daily diet. And so does that mean that I'm eating like 5,000 calories or I don't know. Like, what does an ideal day look like? Am I eating all the time?
That's a great question.
Thank you so much, Lee. That is a wonderful question.
And maybe the word more food wasn't the right thing to say, right?
Maybe quality food.
Quality food, different food.
Go ahead, Heather. How can we help
An
you?
Ideal day in a conscious nutrition or first-line therapy program is, again, feeding your body protein and veggies if you can first thing in the morning, if it's eggs or a protein shake, and then vegetables if you want to throw the vegetables in the omelet, or there's powdered greens for people that don't get their 5 to 20 servings of vegetables a day,
right,
whatever the
right.
new recommendation is. So you can throw some powdered greens into your protein shake. High-quality omega-3 fish oil, EPA, DHA, lovely snacks such as nuts and berries. But what you're doing is the quality is just going to be feeding you. You're not going to be needing food every 2 hours to raise your blood sugar back up again and have that crash 2 hours later. You're being feeding your body foods that are going to teach your body to stay energetic all day long, so you don't have the 3 o'clock crash.
Well, it sounds to me like it's more live foods.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, live foods.
And like I said earlier, it's the color of the rainbow, right?
Yeah, definitely.
The fresh vegetables, things like that. I got a question for you, Heather. Is it true that as you cook your vegetables that you start losing nutrients?
Correct, you do. You start to lose, break down the nutritional value of the vegetable, but you can still saute things with mm-hmm. Coconut oil or extra virgin olive oil because they are the best.
Coconut oil, yes.
They're the best handled at highest heat. And then it's getting winter, so we do crave more soups. So don't be afraid of that because I still want people to get their vegetables and their nourishment in. But yeah, raw vegetables are great more in the summertime too, so when it's more cooling. So winter, it's okay to have some cooked vegetables.
Right, and I think the new word out there is coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of misunderstanding on coconut oil because a lot of people will say, well, that's fat.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't realize that there's a difference. That's a medium-chain fatty acid, mm-hmm. which is very, very healthy for the body, for the immune system, for the gut.
Yeah, in the conscious guide, I have fat is where it's at.
That's
people
right.
go straight to dieting. We got bombarded in the 80s that fat was the cause of all health problems. It's not. It's sugar. So now we've depleted our fat, our quality fats in our diets, and everyone is still just petrified because, yeah, coconut oil does have saturated fat, but it's from a plant, and it's from a natural source, not
right.
from a animal source or things that are more with the saturated and the hydrogenated oils attached to it.
Right, and so if we take a look at the studies from the islands where they eat lots of coconut, there's virtually no heart disease.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
just amazing. So
yes.
coconut oil is very good.
We could have a whole hour on coconut oil.
I know
with
we could.
The thyroid balancing, the skin, and
right.
I love it. I eat it every day.
That's great.
Do we answer your question, Lee, or do you have anything else you'd like to ask?
I'm a little concerned that there might not be enough food.
Oh.
Enough food? Enough food options for you?
Or
yeah,
enough food.
I like seconds, and I snack, and I graze all day, and so I just want to make sure that I'm not starving.
Oh, yes. When you're feeding your body these high-quality foods, no. Calories is...
Okay.
That calories kind of goes along with the folklore with fat, too. We're all, we got to be on calorie restriction. But if you're getting all your calories from high-quality foods versus the old flour products that you're maybe eating, those foods weren't filling you up. These foods are going
right.
to fill you up, and you're going to feel very satiated, and you're going to have tons of energy.
So you're not
going to
be
off.
Craving like you think, Lee. And as a matter of fact, one of the recommendations in our life's first-line therapy is to eat every 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you're constantly giving yourself good quality energy every 3 hours.
Well,
and believe it or not,
often is not a problem.
Okay, good.
I like that.
But
like
you won't be wanting to eat every hour. That's the difference.
Yes.
You will feel full when you're eating good quality foods, and that's what Heather can show you.
And you also reduce your snacking, from what I understand. And you know, Heather can also help with the emotional eating, which is another source of eating
right.
over
it's
and
another
over
can
and over
of
again.
Worms.
Yeah, that's another story. So you know what? Thank you for your call, Lee. We appreciate
thank
that,
you.
And we hope to hear you another time on a future episode of Body
thank you,
Talk.
Thank you so much. Great show.
Thank you, Lee.
Very much. And you know, getting into next week's show, we're going to be having Dr. Ted Koren talking about immunizations and vaccines. That will be next week's show. And we'll probably have a two-part episode on that one,
right?
As there's so much information to cover and not enough time. And you know, you could always also check out the websites. Go to www. Whoop, that's way too many W's. But 3 W's. curingthecause.com, and you can take a listen to what Dr. Ross, his book, and also there should be some archives of our show on there.
Shortly.
Hopefully, if it's not there, they will be there.
Well, you can always go to voiceamerica.com and go to the health and wellness section, and all of our shows are archived there as well.
So cool. So you can get the shows before, previous episodes, and so forth. Also, if you'd like to get a hold of Dr. Ross and Heather, please schedule an appointment with these two. Both of them have been experts in their field, and the phone number for the clinic is 858-481-1131. We have operators standing by. That's 858-481-1131. We're covered all across America as well as international, so if you have your health concerns, health challenges, please have Dr. Ross help you. Stay tuned for the next show. Also, we look forward to hearing you next week and your comments and questions and concerns. This is Drake Kellis.
I just want to thank Heather Fleming
Yay,
for coming
you.
On the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Ross.
Very
thank
informative.
You, Drake.
Great show, Drake. Great show, Heather.
Thanks for having me.
Look forward to next week's show.
All right. For next time, this is Body Talk with your host, Drake Kellis and Dr. Stephen Ross. And once again, we thank you, Heather, for being on the show. And we look forward to hearing you next week and wishing you the best health forever.
We appreciate your joining us this week for Body Talk. We have another topic lined up for you next week, so join us again Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.